This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. I'm joined by Sheriff Candidate Matthew Tate. Matthew, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Dave.
We thank you for joining us today. I am going to ask you a series of questions, many of which come from the residents and voters of Sauk County, that you will have 3 minutes to answer to help our listeners to get to know a little bit more about you. My first question for you today is, please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your family, and what your current occupation is.
Okay, first I want to say thanks for doing this, Dave. I really appreciate it. Thanks to Max FM for allowing us to be aired and educate our voters. So a little bit about me is grew up in Sauk County, down in Spring Green. That's where I started my career in law enforcement. I was a little Spring Green PD. And then I went on to Monaco Police Department, where I spent about 7.5 years. Worked my way up the chain there. Was a canine handler while I was there, and also a detective sergeant. Moved on, and came to Sauk County in 2020, where I also brought my canine partner, Jennings. And then I came down, or then, excuse me, I was promoted to a sergeant in 2022, and that's where I currently am. So I'm a patrol sergeant with the sheriff's office. A little bit about my family. My wife, Bethany, who currently works for Sauk County as well. She's in the emergency management role there now, as of recently. At home, we have no kids, but we have 4 dogs at home, including Jennings now that he's retired. So that's kind of a house full. Instead of kids, we chose dogs. So kind of paws and tails, you could say. Other family in the area, it's just more, I guess I should say, friends in the area. Families out of the area in northern Minnesota. My parents live up there, have some family kind of around the state elsewhere. A little bit about my education. After graduating River Valley High School in Spring Green, I went on to Lakeland College, where I got my bachelor's degree in criminal justice and sociology. And then I took my academy up at Nicolet College in northern Wisconsin. So throughout kind of my life and career, I've kind of moved around the state just to get a different perspective on things, kind of help grow my career a little bit. Which ultimately brought me back down here to Sauk County.
Knowing that this position entails financial acumen, social and equitable justice, knowledge and fortitude, as well as experience working with and leading public safety professionals, what do you bring to this race that uniquely qualifies you for this position?
So I think a wide perspective of the job. So what I mean by that is and to kind of add on that, kind of a new generation of leadership. So with my experience kind of throughout the state and doing different things in different roles, I've just gained a really good perspective from not only this area, but also outside the area. So a little bit unique for me is having worked in northern Wisconsin and bringing kind of that administrative knowledge and kind of how things go up there. And with Monaco being kind of unique as well, it's also kind of known as the Dells of the North, right? So having dealt kind of with the tourism and things up there, bringing that knowledge down here, working with, you know, the town board down there while I was there, all those different perspectives, kind of bringing that down to Sauk County and being able to use that here. I think a lot of people forget or don't realize how unique Sauk County really is, which is something that, you know, even myself sometimes I have to reflect on, right? You have Wisconsin Dells, you know, Lake Dalton in one area of the county, and then you kind of go south of there, you know, Sauk Prairie area, and then you get over to Spring Green in the west side of the county where you're kind of more, you know, a little bit more cornfields and rural, right? So you can go from one minute being up in the Dells dealing with, you know, tourists and different people to dealing with locals over in, you know, Spring Green Plain, Loganville, all those areas over there. So it's a very unique county to patrol, and you're, as a deputy, you have to be able to adjust to that. So kind of my perspective in general about things, you know, having that experience outside the county, my age a little bit, you know, being 36, I kind of bring a different type of leadership and understanding of what, you know, today's youth is doing, right? We know that this profession is no one's knocking at the door, right? So it's one of these things where we have to make sure we continue to evolve without losing perspective of how things have done for a very long time, right? So staying grounded in what we know has worked, and also continuing to move the department in the right direction.
Matthew, what is one thing the current sheriff's office is doing well and that you would continue?
So Dave, the department in general, you know, I think the day-to-day everything is going well. You know, the dedicated employees, you know, that's one thing that's very important to me is we have so many great employees within the sheriff's office. You know, that's one thing that we need to make sure we take care of our employees. It's one of my top 3 priorities is obviously taking care of deputies and employees, right? That's like number 1 on my list. And that's something that as the sheriff, I'll make sure happens and I'll continue to do. You know, you don't take care of your employees and you don't build a strong culture, your department doesn't continue to move forward. So we need to make sure we capitalize that, continue that, and make sure, you know, the employees who are there and those especially who have been there a very long time are taken care of, right? Sometimes we get wrapped up into the hiring processes and bringing new employees in, which I completely understand, but we also can't forget, you know, the dedicated men and women who are at our department and have been there for a very long time. You know, I think we do well in many different areas. I think our special teams are great. You know, I think we can continue to grow those teams, make sure they point in the right direction, and our working relationships, right, throughout the county. You know, I think we'll talk more about that in a little bit, but I feel that, you know, it's very important that we maintain and continue to build the working relationships within the county. And I think, you know, if we just keep moving things in a correct direction, right? And I think that's kind of cliche to say, but I also think that it's very important that we just, again, make sure we take care of our employees and continue to move the department in that positive direction.
Matthew, our next question for you is, what is one thing you believe needs to change at the Sheriff's Department if elected?
Well, Dave, change is a word that I just don't like. You know, I always say there's two things cops, you know, don't like. They don't like change and they don't like changing, you could say. So I just don't like the word. What I like to use is I like to say that if you set reasonable expectations to be accomplished in a reasonable amount of time, you get positive change, right? We can't just change things to change them. We can't change them because, right? Again, you set reasonable expectations, and with those expectations comes positive change. And that's ultimately what we need is positive change. So when we talk about quote unquote change, it's a word that kind of makes my skin crawl a little bit, but you know, I think it's important to talk about it. So some things that I think we can improve on, I would say would be community involvement. You know, I think we've done well in the last several months of getting involved and kind of educating the public a little bit more via like our Facebook page and things like that. But being a canine handler for, you know, a long time in my career, you know, almost 9 years, I think it's very important that we stay involved with the community. And that builds on kind of one of my other goals is community trust, right? And a part of community trust is community policing. You have to be present in your community. I think we do it well, but I know we can do better. We can spend time in our communities, being more involved in our events. The quote that I'm sure everyone's heard me say is, don't let the first time somebody meets you be when they dial 911, right? So that is something that's near and dear to me. We have to make sure that we stay involved in the community, whether that's stopping into a basketball game, whether that's, you know, getting out and shaking somebody's hands when they're mowing their yard, answering simple questions, you know, the things that we're doing now that we can just improve on, right? So again, change is a tough word for me. But I think, you know, improving the department and that's kind of part of that. You know, also I think we do well in working with other agencies, but I think we can do better. And I'm not talking about just in county. And when I say agencies, I don't mean just police departments, right? There's so many different entities out there. There's, you know, within the county itself. So look at the West Square building. The people that don't know, you know, you're talking about your Department of Human Services. You're talking about your emergency management. You know, you're talking about your ADRC. You know, there are so many different programs within the county that are so important that we need to kind of make sure, you know, we need to stay involved with or get involved in. Because ultimately, in the end, those are resources that we use regularly, right? Not to mention working with other, you know, agencies, right? Not only in county, but it's also to make sure that we understand what's going on around the counties, surrounding counties as well, right? Working with them, understanding it. Because in the end, when something happens in our county or close to our county, there's a very good chance that we're going to be involved. And I think it's important, you know, that we spend the time and gather that knowledge as a group. And when I say group, I mean everybody involved, and then take that to just make us the best possible sheriff's office that we can be.
If elected sheriff, what will be your top three priorities during your first year, and how will Sauk County residents know whether or not you've been successful with those?
Well, and I've talked about this quite a bit throughout my campaign so far. Those top three priorities are supporting deputies and employees, building community trust, and proactive policing. Those are all things that the general public will kind of see day in and day out, right? General, you know, everybody will, you know, talk amongst each other. you know, everybody within the department will talk to community members, you know, and it's something that it won't go unnoticed, right? There's checks and balances. So it's my involvement in the community, making sure I'm out there educating the public is part of it. That kind of goes into that community trust. I want to hear from those that reside in Sauk County, those that come to Sauk County to enjoy everything that we have to offer. You know, it's very important that the lines of communication are there to make sure that I'm doing a good job, right? The voters of Sauk County are going to let me know if I'm doing a good job or a bad job, right? There's no secret about that. And I'm aware of that and I expect it, right? Again, it goes back to that checks and balances. You know, you have to keep me grounded as well. So if there's going to be decisions I make that people are going to love, there's going to be decisions I make that people aren't going to like, right? That goes hand in hand. That's part of being the sheriff. That's part of knowing the role. You know, on top of that, you have to deal with the politics that are involved in it. And I've said before, I'm not a politician, so I've got to navigate that. That's all very important, you know, and you know, making sure that we're doing the job the right way. We're upholding the Constitution. We're following the rule of law. That is very, very important. And I know, and I'm very comfortable when I say, I know the community will come and ensure, keep an eye on me, you could say, right? And make sure that we're doing the job correctly. And holding me to those three priorities of supporting staff, you know, building community trust, and ensuring that we maintain a proactive policing.
What are the pros and cons of the use of flock cameras and license plate reader technology, Matthew?
So the pros and cons. This is I like to call it a red button issue, and it's also kind of one of these bipartisan issues as well. So I've talked to countless individuals throughout the county. From every corner of the county, this issue has come up. And, you know, the pros and cons, I think we've talked about them many times, but there's a lot of misinformation out there as well. And I think it's important, again, this goes back to my kind of building community trust. We need to make sure that we educate the community on what we're using them for and why we're using them. Okay, to answer your question, you know, the pros, again, we've talked about it many times, but I think it's important that, you know, we understand that we're using them to help solve crimes. You know, you think about missing persons. You think about, you know, we've talked before about a specific case that happened in Baraboo, a robbery case that we helped solve it. You know, I think that it gives us an advantage, I should say, when it comes to being able to locate a vehicle. Okay. And it's very important. They're proven, they work. We know that. Some of the cons that I think people have seen within the media or wherever else, you know, is there has been misuse by officers, you know, and that can happen with any piece of equipment. That can happen anywhere, right? And I've said this before, it's no secret. I know that it's been abused. We've seen it in the news, and that is a downfall of it. However, for our department, you know, it's the checks and balances. It's to ensuring that the proper, you know, policies and procedure are in place. And it's also important to make sure that we are, you know, reviewing why or what flock is being used for. There are certain, you know, programs out there that allow us to do so. And as supervisors, it's our job to make sure that it's being used properly. So this is a topic that we could talk about in length for, you know, way longer than the time I'm allotted here. And it's, again, I think it's just the most important thing is we need to make sure we're educating the public and why we're using it. Show them that it is working, and, you know, make sure that we have the checks and balances that flock is being used appropriately.
Matthew, how can the Sheriff's Department improve communication with the local media outlets and the community in general?
So again, one of my goals, you know, get involved in community policing. You know, I think it's important that, you know, in general, you know, like I said, we're involved in community events, things of that nature. Most of these events, you know, local media is there, right? So it's kind of taking the time to get to know your local media outlets and spending the time, right? I'm going to use you for an example, right? Being able to come and sit down with you, whether it be, you know, maybe on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, we say, hey, we're going to sit down with the sheriff and you're going to kind of do the same thing here. You're going to ask questions. You know, I'm going to answer questions. I might ask you questions, to build that relationship. It's a good way to keep the community involved, from a different perspective, right? Not to mention, you know, everybody knows that, you know, law enforcement and media, sometimes they have a love-hate relationship, but we have more in common than you think, right? So I think we have to spend the time, you know, making sure that we utilize media when we need to, and build those relationships. And I also think that, you know, there are times where the media is going to be frustrated with us because we can't share information or we can't do X, Y, and Z. So there is a balance, right? And we need to make sure, I should say, I need to make sure that I understand that balance. and the importance. We want to get information to the public as quickly as we can without sacrificing the integrity of an investigation. So being, you know, kind of knowing that, right? I always say like the PIO, like public information officer, understanding that and having a little bit of background in that, I think I know and be able to work better with media. Again, that goes from, you know, don't forget Facebook is out there as well, right? So being able to continue to make sure that we're present on Facebook, you want to try to get to as many different community members as you can in so many different ways, right? You have radio, you have TV, you have social media. I mean, I know there's media platforms out there that I probably don't even know about, and I'm only 36, right? So how do we get to our youth? You know, schools are using different media platforms. They're using different apps, things of that nature. So it's very important that as a whole, at the sheriff's office, we kind of spend the time to know what's important and to make sure that we continue to grow those relationships as things progress.
What specific actions would the new sheriff take to develop and sustain department-wide cross-training and merit-based assignments that would ensure staff retention?
Well, this is an outstanding question and a loaded question. It's important. Again, this goes back to one of my first goals is to make sure we're supporting deputies and staff. I think it's important that, we spend the time, make sure we get to understand each individual deputy and their needs. And that's all the way down from, the clerical staff. That's all the way through dispatch. That's all the way up through, the chief deputy, right? It's very important to know, especially me as a supervisor, as a sergeant, I can speak on, those that I work for, those that I supervise. It's important for me to understand, every deputy is unique, right? So by understanding each individual deputy and their strengths and weaknesses, I can focus on their goals to ensure that they continue to grow. So as the sheriff, it's very important that I do the same on a bigger spectrum, right? We have our frontline supervisors, such as myself as a patrol sergeant. It's my job to understand, each individual deputy and what their strengths are, and then take that back to the lieutenant and say, hey, here's the areas that I think we need, this person to go to or this person to go to. Not everybody likes to make traffic stops. Not everybody likes to do, criminal papers and serve papers to the community, right? Everybody kind of has what I call their quote unquote niche that we need to make sure that we can figure out what that is and make them grow in that area. Some guys like to work drug investigations. Some guys like to go, and work theft cases. So everybody has their niche, and it's important that we continue to make sure that they grow on that. So to ensure it, everybody needs to be able to do every part of the job, but I think it's important that we make sure the training is focused on what they're going to want to be passionate about, right? Find their passion and help them grow. Some people never want to be in administration, right? So trying to put all that together, it requires a really good, solid team, right? You surround yourself with very good people and you're always going to be successful. So we put people in administrative roles. We make sure that we have the right people in the right roles to ensure that deputies continue to progress in the right direction. So it's a very loaded question. And in the short time I have to try to answer it, I think it's, I'm running out of time, but I'll talk briefly on kind of employee retention. That is something that, is important at every department, right? Again, it goes back to taking care of your employees, ensuring that they're getting the training and things that they feel is important to retain those employees, right? Goes back to culture as well, making sure we have a very solid culture within the department. If you have a good culture and you continue to help employees grow, then they're going to want to stay here, right? You make yourself the destination for people to come from, which is great, right? We bring people in from other departments. However, we have to make sure that we can keep each individual here as well. So what are we doing to ensure that they're going to continue to grow and want to stay here at Sauk County?
Matthew, how would you build trust with communities that may feel hesitant to work with law enforcement?
Being present, right? Taking the time to be present in that community. So if there's, I'm just going to throw, say, Spring Green, right? I'm just going to use that. That's where I'm from. So, if the community is feeling that they can't work well with the local law enforcement, it's important that we are present, right? We need to go there. And as the sheriff, I need to go there. I need to go. I need to talk with individuals. I need to speak with them. What are they uneasy about, right? It's very important that we be present. Now, I understand that there are times where people don't want to talk to the police, right? I understand that. But we have to make sure that we build that trust. There is nothing more important than trust. And that's not only within the agency, but that's also obviously outside the agency. So, there are certainly people amongst the community that, let's be honest, Dave, I get questions all the time throughout the community asking me about different things and, you know, this is going on or this is going on. And then sometimes there's speculation, you know, and I take the time to answer each individual question as quickly as I can, right? Working night shift makes things a little unique, but it is important that we answer every question, including the tough ones, right? And that's how you build that trust, you know, and then again, being present. And sometimes there's a time and place where maybe being present in uniform isn't the right way, right? Sometimes the uniform itself makes people nervous, you know? So maybe it's more of a, okay, we're going to do a softer uniform when we go and talk to them, that type of thing, right? And again, the more you're involved in the community events, the more you're present in that community in different aspects, whether it's stopping out at a basketball game, things of that nature, people are more apt to want to come and talk to you. When you put yourself in their environment versus, you know, them being in your environment, right? So if I'm at a basketball game, I'll get 20 more questions than I will, you know, if I see somebody walking down the street and I approach them, right? So there's different ways to do it. It's very important that, you know, you got to get creative sometimes. And I think it's important that, again, we go out and we make sure that we're present. And as the sheriff, to ensure that I am present in the community. If they don't want to approach a deputy, a familiar face is the sheriff, being the face of the department, I think that's also important that I get out there and I do my due diligence and take my time and give the community my time so that they can ask me questions and I can ask them questions, right? It's kind of a two-way street there. So,
Matthew, our final question for you today. Should the sheriff be more focused on enforcement, community outreach, or internal departmental management, and why?
Great question. And I will tell you, it's a mixture of all three. I can't break that down to just one because I think all three of those are equally important, right? We need to be out. We need to be proactive. We need to be doing our jobs, right? That's how we prevent crimes. That's how we solve crimes, right? We need to make sure we're present in the community and building trust. We have to be. We have to be out there. And we need to make sure that we're managing the inner workings of the department. All three of those, I think, you know, in my opinion, are equal of importance. And for me as the sheriff, it makes sure I have good time management. To ensure that I can spend the proper amount of time in each area. There's going to be times where I'm, you know, there might be some big investigations going on where my focus has to shift to that. There might be times where there's a lot of community events going on or there's a big community demand on different things. So my attention might shift to that. There's times where I'll, you know, there's a lot of things going on within the department, whether that be, you know, some of those expectations are being set, you know, early on, you know, it's no secret that early on, if elected as sheriff, I'm going to have to spend some time, you know, within the sheriff's office early on to try to get things moving in the right direction, you know, and then we'll work into all those other areas. But I to be able to pick one of those is nearly impossible. And I think it's very important that all three of them get equal attention.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to join us. We hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.